The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, one in the books, two to go. Plenty more of the big show because Nick, Barry, and myself, we all made it in and we are here for you. And if you're here and we're here, it's our time till 4 o'clock. So let's have some fun. Let's talk some sports and things. And if you were jonesing for information and good stories, we all write columns for SportsMap here for...
.com!
So SportsMap.com, if you want to see some of the stories Barry writes. I've written one. Raheel wrote one the other day.
I have another one
almost ready to go. There's also the self-proclaimed genius of writing that you just heard from.
Mine are usually the best.
Check that out. We even have listeners...
That's true.
...that are writing columns.
Yeah.
We give Josh Rapp a hard time because of his devout love of golf, and he wrote a PGA preview column for SportsMap. I thought it was very cool.
Yeah, did you read it?
I did.
I did.
And I know that there's some things, some players he left out, but I didn't want to burst his bubble.
He sent me the link. I was like, yeah, but if I read this, then I have to read Trey's stupid NASCAR and Jose's stupid wrestling, and I'm just not prepared to suffer through that. All kidding aside, there's a lot of good articles on SportsMap and HoustonSportsAndStuff.com. What I like is that the content is always updated, always fresh. So you're not getting just like the same article that sits there forever. Yours was really good. Your first one was good. So, go check that out. Lamont had a good one. Somebody asked a question on the text line. What's the best Super Bowl city? I'm biased, but it's got to be San Diego. Well, I've not been to the Super Bowl in any other city, so I have no idea. But I can tell you the best cities best city that I would want to go. Because it depends. Is it weather? Because there's not a ton to do in San Diego. It's just that the weather's beautiful.
Let me tell you, I won't use a cuss word, but the stadium is a crap hole.
Oh, cuss.
The stadium was... There's a reason why the Chargers moved out.
Yeah.
It's the stadium. Obviously, we know that it's the most ideal weather in the country. But you got to have everything together. That's why Houston's
put it
together.
And then everyone gets so into New Orleans. I'm just not a New Orleans guy.
I'm not either. I think Indianapolis is another, surprisingly, even though
New Orleans is kind of dirty.
If you like the smell of urine,
yeah, it's fun.
Then get down there on Bourbon Street and get yours.
It's kind of dirty.
And spread out. Again, when you're talking about how Houston had the stadium, which is almost a godsend, way on one end, and then between downtown and Midtown and the whole convention center area that they named it Super Bowlville or whatever they did. But you had so much, everything was right within walking distance, and the weather was ideal. And if you had golf tournaments, you could play. And you had things at night, there were plenty of venues and lots of hotels. I think South Florida is always going to be on the list.
Yep.
Because of the same things. There's so many
beaches
things to do
and
in Miami.
Hoes.
Yep. No doubt.
Everybody loves the two.
Beaches, hoes, and the parties that go.
Yeah.
Because that's what's going to... So those are big cities. San Diego would be great if they had a great stadium. If they had a great stadium, they'd still have a team.
I mean, I've been to San Diego. It's a cool city. The Gas Lamp District is fun.
Gaslight, isn't it?
It's a Gaslight District, but it's no different than any other, hipsterish part of town. It's like Lamont was saying, I don't know, but other than Prince's... Whatever.
Paisley Park.
Yeah, there's not much to do in Minnesota. Not necessarily true.
No, I say Mall of America.
They had the Gaslight, a version of the Gaslight District in Minneapolis. I've been up there. It's a cool city. There's stuff to do. There's stuff to do in every city that's going to have an NFL team, except for maybe Green Bay.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's all relative.
It is. And Minneapolis is smart. They, over the years, they realize how cold it is. So they've made a lot of indoor walkways that get you from building and building to venue to venue. Mall of the Americas is the largest mall in America, and it's got an amusement park inside with a mall around it. So you can do that. If you want to go to First Avenue, where Prince got his start, and all of his disciples, Apollonia, The Time, Morris Day and The Time, Sheila E., all that, you can check out that venue still going. So there are things to do, but, you just have to be realistic about the fact that it's not going to be the same as in a warm weather city.
Mm-hmm. It is the Gas Lamp District, by the way.
It's
the Gas Lamp Quarter. But they call it the Gas Lamp District.
And I thought it's a cool little area. I love everything about the climate and the cleanliness of San Diego. But to me, it gets kind of old folksy.
The weird thing is the airport, how close the planes are. Like, you feel like they're going to land on top of you, depending on where you are in the city. It's kind of trippy, but It's, I mean, it's a, I would love to live there. There's a short list of cities that I would want to live. Denver is one of them. San Diego is another one. And it's a
for
beautiful
me, Phoenix
place.
Is on there. Phoenix, Scottsdale, because it just continues to get more hip and cool.
Speaking of, not to get too far off topic, but I'm about to.
Okay.
I was watching this, you know, being locked up because of the ice.
Mm-hmm.
I was binge watching on Netflix, and Nora and I watched this series called Dope. And if you have Netflix, I highly recommend watching it. It starts off, it's like a 5-part series, and they start off in Oakland with, you know, and it's like a tale of two cities almost, or a tale of two stories within the city. They'll follow the cops chasing this drug dealer, and then they have a drug dealer, and they'll go through their day and everything. And so that was pretty fascinating to see that. And then the second part of the series was they were in Baltimore, which is the heroin capital of the world. I would have never guessed that Baltimore was the heroin capital of the world, but it is, or of the nation, but it is. And they kind of went through that. Then they get to that. They get further down the series to a part in Mexico where they start talking about the drug runners and from Mexico and how weed gets across the border. And it's not like they say it's not like coke and heroin and some of the other drugs that are small, because, you know, I mean, when you make a brick of weed, it's big. It's not something you can just hide away real easily. So they mule it across by dudes just carrying a brick of weed on their back. And they had these three dudes that start off in the desert. They get dropped off in the desert in Mexico, and they walk to the border. Then they walk like another, they have to cross mountains. They have to get over the border wall. They cross these mountains. They go like 150 miles through the desert. It's a 5-day walk. And there's no hotels. They're in the desert sleeping and walking.
Insane.
They carry, each of them carries two jugs of water.
Large, for sure.
They carry two jugs of water, which are painted black so that they don't reflect, and they don't, because then that's what like the Border Patrol is looking for, is reflections in the desert. So they paint their jugs black and they wear carpeted shoes. And I was like, that's fascinating. They're dressed in full camo in the desert, hot as hell.
Crazy.
And they got on full camo and they've got these pads that they put over their shoes with carpet on the bottom so that they don't leave footprints.
It's insane.
Yeah. It's, but I was like, and you know how much they get for that? $800.
Oh, hell no.
For 5 days through the desert.
Oh, forget that.
I was like, oh, no. But this dude that's a lookout, he's sitting in the mountains, and he basically has binoculars and a radio. And he'll be like, hey, Border Patrol's like 300 yards behind you. Hide up under those trees and just wait. I'll tell you when they're gone.
He's like,
some days I can make $10,000 in 2 weeks. But other days I won't make, other weeks I won't make a peso. But I'm like, yeah, but if you're making 10 grand just for being a spotter? All of that. So they go through all that, right? 5 days of walking and hiding. They have guys taking them batteries and food. That's their job. They'll just take these dudes that are muling this weed, take them fresh batteries for their walkie-talkie and food. All of that for 3 bricks of marijuana. I'm like, there's got to be a better way. That's just crazy.
Well, hopefully everybody's listening, though, that's a spotter for Joe Buck and all the national TV, because they figure for their couple $100 a game to be a spotter doing stuff for an NFL game. Hell yeah, going to make 10 grand on a couple of big weeks.
Dude, being a spotter only pays a couple $100? That would suck.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to deal with Joe Buck.
Ugh. Yeah, when you're on the crew, even on the national side, they're not paying that much for spotters and stat guys.
I think if I was making $100, I'd just give them wrong info to make them look bad.
Then you'd work for another station and compete with us. All right, we're going to continue to roll on with the big show. We are just into hour number two of the 3-hour extravaganza. Plenty more to get to. And if there's something on your mind you want to get out there, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Here for you, it's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, it's a Way Back Wednesday where we're playing tunes hot and cold. Pre-2000.
This song is too Christmassy, though. But I guess I can't complain.
But that's what we went through. a winter wonderland for the last day or so.
We're the one who came through with all the music.
Yeah, so just step off, okay?
Okay, I guess it fits. It fits.
Yeah, well, I'm going to give you full credit. Thank you. Who brought you coffee?
You did.
I look out for you. Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Appreciate that.
Had a grande bold coffee. Have you ever had the bold version of the regular coffee?
I can't drink regular coffee because of my reflux. I just do the straight Americano, which is just shots in hot water.
With five Splenda.
Five equal.
Close. And five half.
Soy milk.
Oh, yeah, soy milk. I forgot.
Other than that, yeah, you got it right. Don't hate on me.
I appreciate it. Barry's actually supposed to get some coffee. Did you get some coffee, Barry?
No, so I went to make the coffee, and down there on the Culture Map side, it's very fancy compared to
broke-ass
radio district.
Is that the kitchen you went to?
Yeah, well, I went to the district.
Do they have a kitchen on that
side? Yeah, they
now?
Do, but I didn't know it was
fridge,
set up yet.
No fridge, but they have a Keurig.
Okay, that's fancy.
Which I'm like, see, that's coffee that you don't have to make in those stupid things that we have on the radio side. But the Keurig, they don't have just regular old K-cups. There's some Starbucks weird contraption. It's got a cup and a pack of vanilla powder. And it says you put the pack of vanilla powder in your cup, and then you run the Keurig with the K-cup and... I was like, damn it, I got to go. I got to get back on the radio. And
so you never figured it out?
No, so my cup is sitting there while the Keurig warms. So at this next break or whenever I just decide I'm going to go get coffee, I'm just going to get up and go get it.
Are you not concerned that someone might do something to that cup?
I'll start over. I'll throw it away and get another one.
Oh, so you'll be wasteful?
Or I'll just make that one and that'll be Nick's. And then I'll make a fresh one.
Now, let me get to this.
Okay.
We are doing this, in case you missed it, this weight loss challenge. We've got so many people that have joined the Facebook group that have weighed in successfully, that are on a roll and participating. And so we want to make sure that you guys are aware of the fact that with C-Force Water and, of course, the station here, that we're trying to lose some weight and get everybody in shape for the new year as our resolution. And we want it to be long-term and long-standing. So we continue to move on with everything we've done, and you can check out all the information at ESPN975.com. I don't know what we're doing in terms of, like, with the weighing in process is supposedly over.
It's done.
Right?
Done.
So now it's just a matter of if you're signed up.
How'd you do?
That's where I was going with this. When you're locked up, because, like, I'm talking to Nick yesterday.
How much did you gain?
I didn't.
You're 240.
I did it, and I stuck to my diet. The problem is I wanted to actually run again. But when Lisa got called in and I had Taylor all night, she didn't fall asleep till like 10:30. I was like, screw that, I'm going to bed. So I didn't work out yesterday, but I did stay true to...
Wait, so you had no Lisa at the house?
No.
Just you?
Me and Taylor. From 4:30 on yesterday.
I think I know what you did. Put the kid to sleep and...
No chance. She finally, as I said, went to bed about 10:30. That kid and with
porno
no
traffic.
Nap.
There was a spike at the blank house.
No, let me tell you this. And I was giving Nick a hard time about, like, getting a one-day VIP pass.
Lisa's like, why is that? Like, Lisa, does she mark the bottles of lotion like it's liquor?
No.
And you're a kid. She's like, why is my out of lotion here?
Dude, you have cats.
What's going on?
If I turn...
What does that have to do with your masturbating?
I'm going to tell you. If I turned a two-and-a-half-year-old on you from 4:30 on, you don't have a second to yourself. And this kid, it's what's crazy to me.
Did you give her like a little half a cup of NyQuil and then she goes Nimmies and then you're, no?
No.
You don't, that's not how you put them to bed?
And here's the thing. When she comes back from school every day, they give like a report card that says, oh, Taylor napped for an hour and a half and she was happy and she did that. When we're home and she's not at school, she never naps.
Oh.
And she goes till 10:30, strong as can be, talking to me and just keep going.
There's another reason I would never have kids. I like to sleep late. Mm-hmm. I like to have a lot of extra money for spending money. If my wife leaves, I want to be able to watch Pornhub with no interruptions.
Yeah, he accused me of getting the VIP subscription.
I said he could get VIP for Pornhub for one day because he's going to have a full day himself.
Just sign up for the free day trial.
If you subscribe or pay for anything on Pornhub, you're an idiot.
You're a dumbass, for sure.
No question. Yeah. Or if you still watch it on DVDs.
Yeah, I'm surprised when I still drive by and see that there are shops that are still open. Adult video stores and bookstores. There's some on the way to Dallas and San Antonio that are still open. I'm like, does this area not have the internet? That's the only explanation that I could come up with on why the Lion's Den is still around.
I would imagine not very technically savvy people, like people who can't figure out the links. Like Joel, he can't figure out the link, so he has to go.
See, that's just really wrong. That's just not nice.
Joel's still reading magazines or like reading his porn. He's the, hey, my penthouse forum came in this week. I can't wait.
Remarkably,
to,
I heard I Charlie Flillo say that Ken Hoffman probably has a penthouse on his desk.
Did he really still say that? That's hilarious.
Today. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, that always struck me as weird, as you could read a story and that did it for you. Like, no, I don't understand that. I guess not. I don't know.
Yeah.
Fifty Shades of Grey, stuff like that. Like, whatever. If yeah. that's what does it for you, okay. I'm no. a visual guy.
But I was flipping Nick Grief, you know, kidding with him. And then, oh, my goodness. I was just full up with Taylor all day and all night.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I got nothing else done. But I was going to ask you guys, did you stay true to at least the die part of it? Because I couldn't get on the treadmill, but at least I ate healthy.
I lost weight. I'll start off by saying that. But it was by some miracle or the grace of God, because I didn't eat well. I started off all right in the morning. I made two eggs with two little, these Jimmy Dean turkey sausages.
Okay.
And a banana. So I did good for breakfast. I was really good. Oh, and then two biscuits, which is not always, it's not that good, but it could have been worse, right? So that's not a bad breakfast. It's healthy, kept me full. And then for lunch, I don't know what we did, but I don't remember what we had. I don't think I ate much for lunch. I think, oh, I had, Nora had to replace chips. She bought me like these different
kinds of grinds?
No, they're like these popped or these, I don't know, these air popped chips. They're kind of like chips. They were
baked.
Cheddar and sour cream. No, not baked, but I don't know. So I ate a few of those. And then for dinner, we had chicken tacos. but it was corn tortillas. So those are usually a little bit healthier than flour.
But cheese?
Yeah, a little bit of cheese, a little bit of sour cream.
And you still lost weight?
A little bit of sour cream.
Oh, look at you.
I had five of those.
Wow, Jerry.
But it's the small, ones. It was like the small corn tortillas. Now, she did fry them. We put a little vegetable oil in a pan, and you fry them, fold them over, make you a taco shell out of the corn tortilla. Then put a little, but it was, you know, grilled chicken that we put in there, not ground beef or anything. And then I stayed up like really late, because I'm trying to watch all of the Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with Jerry Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
So I was watching those all night, and I had a snack attack. So I went and ate an entire bag of like these sour cream air pop things that she bought. I was like,
wow. And you still lost?
And I still lost a half pound. Yeah, I don't know how the hell I did it.
Yeah, but see, this weather makes me eat too, so it's difficult.
What'd you eat?
I see the good thing for me, the reason why I didn't eat incredibly unhealthy is because I've been having issues with my fridge. And the guy told me last week to like empty everything out of the fridge on Monday, put it in your backup fridge, and let everything thaw out, because I'm going to come back and fix it on Wednesday, which is today.
Yeah.
So in order for me to get anything out of the fridge, I had to go through the cold weather.
Oh, that helps.
Fridge is in the garage.
Yeah.
And I wasn't trying to do that.
No.
So I actually snacked just a little bit. I ate my dinner, and honestly, I didn't eat anything. Didn't snack.
Good for you.
Usually pig out. Didn't do any of that.
By the way, when I weighed, I can show you the picture. But remember I told you guys I stepped on the scale, I think it was that Friday?
Mm-hmm.
And you were in there.
Yeah.
And I was like 197, right?
Yes, or two, or yeah, seven.
I was 197.4 or something like that. And then Monday, when no one was here, I went in and stepped on the scale. I was 200.4. I thought the
scale out front might be a little heavy.
I think it's heavy.
Yeah.
Because I was 191.
It's a brand new digital fancy scale.
You still
got to
set it, though. You still got to set
it,
right?
But I was 191 at home. And that was in my drawers. So I don't think that my clothes weigh like 9 pounds. There's no way.
No way. Like with your, like with me, if you have your wallet, your phone, your pants,
probably weigh a little.
I do put a roll of quarters in my drawers for the ladies.
In the banana hammock.
It could be 5 pounds with like your phone, wallet, pants, shoes, all that.
Balls.
Oh, I'm balls.
That's the heaviest part.
I'm all balls. It's like, why do you weigh so much? Yeah, it's all balls. Just, you know.
So I gotta get new underwear as it is. They're banging my knees.
It's all balls. I tuck one in each boot, and there's my day. So yeah,
I was good. I had a smoothie in the morning. Lisa made a healthy stir fry with mushrooms, broccoli, chicken in a light sauce. So I had a small portion of that, and then at night I had a salad, and then watching TV, I had some pineapple, and that was it.
Good for you.
So I'm trying to stick with that. I was mad I couldn't work out yesterday.
Good for you.
But hey, because we do traffic and weather together, 59, they're removing barricades near Airport Boulevard. So people heading out to Sugar Land, 59 will actually start opening them up, Nick. Woo-hoo. Notate that.
Hey, Brandon Hannon said, are we not podcasting today? What's going on here? Let's get this together, guys.
Well, that would mean that someone would have to be in today.
All right, let's go break. I'm going to get coffee. Peace.
Wow.
Damn, Barry.
Barry's being Barry.
We just bounced.
Yeah. All right, we're back on the usual. No, okay, I'll just see if you would stop. But all right, we'll be back with more. It's the midway point. So we got 90 in the books and 90 more to go right here on The Big Show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Mike's hot. It doesn't matter when we've got the the mob boss in the studio. When you get Lance Zierlein in, Nick, you can say Mike's hot, but if he's still got a point to make to us off air, it's off air to him. It's so fine.
Yeah. You know, and no headphones. It's hard to judge when you're back. We get it.
Yeah. No, I don't do the headphone thing. There's no reason.
Not even
because
when you do your show?
Have to, because everybody listens to you. We don't have a lot
of calls in the morning. Now, Dell talks a lot, so yeah. I do have to
okay.
Dell.
So you, okay.
Dell's chatty.
Yeah.
Chatty?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's mostly derogatory, negative stuff towards hosts, but chatty nonetheless.
Yeah, I've seen that. Experienced it firsthand.
What? Dell? Yeah, are we talking about the same guy?
Same guy.
Yeah, okay.
Same guy.
Did you get your Starbucks?
I did.
I told you.
After you told me that, I went down, and they're pretty jammed up.
Yeah?
They're pretty jammed up.
But I gave you a good tip there.
Yeah, I used my mobile order for one that said they were open. I get there, it says store's closed. I'm like, well, I guess I'll see if they honor that tomorrow morning when I go in at about 6:15 in the morning.
So you and Granado, you're the second one I know that uses the Starbucks app.
A ton.
Do you?
The mobile app? Yeah, just go in. It's waiting for me. Pick it up. Roll.
The apps are the way to go, dude. I use the Subway app to get my sandwich when I get here. I use the Chick-fil-A app.
That. Is that right?
Yeah. Like, if I'm driving in, I'll have my order already done. I just hit send when I'm, you know, two blocks away.
Pick it up.
Pull in, walk down. Sandwich is ready. Walk right in, walk right out.
Yeah, super easy. The Starbucks one is super easy. If you drink
well,
as Granato much coffee,
double parks the Mercedes just long enough to get his.
That's that what he does? Yeah.
Right at that same location.
Throw shade Wednesday.
Yeah.
But you get it every day.
I get it on my way in to hit the station. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, you're a junkie like me.
Yeah.
You get it Saturday Sundays.
Crackheads.
Nope. Oh no, I do. Yeah, at least
I
got my hooked on it.
Yeah, I get the same headache. I get the same headache on a Saturday or Sunday that I would on a Monday.
See,
or Tuesday.
I wouldn't get it after one day missing it.
Oh man.
But like Barry knows, I quit for the entire month of December and a little bit longer than that, and I had a headache for 5 straight days.
Yeah. No, I can't quit. I can't quit a day without starting to get headaches.
And it doesn't bother. We both have reflux.
So you guys do the.
It bothers my reflux.
I was gonna say it should.
But you don't do coffee at home. You don't just make like.
No, you know I used to those pods, and then the wife. I drink guys' coffee because I gotta mainline it. Like
okay.
I didn't start drinking coffee because I love the roasted flavor of this bean from this region. And
that's
continent.
Nick. Nick has to have the dark roast delicately
care.
Made
just,
with just
you know
enough water.
Strong and cold with a little bit of milk in it and some Splenda and let's whatever it that I can just mainline.
Cold?
That
see, I can't do cold coffee.
Yeah, iced coffee. Yeah. I was in Kansas.
I learned to.
Burying my grandmother, and before I went out there, we were 11 degrees, and I'm like, iced coffee. You need iced coffee? I said, yeah, give me my iced coffee. I don't need questions. Hurry up.
See, I do it seasonally. So I do it when it's cold outside, I go to the hot. And if it's hot outside, I go to the cold.
So when I worked with Charlie, when I did the year that I did the afternoon show with Charlie.
Yeah.
I didn't need the coffee. Like I would have coffee whenever I need or whatever. But in the morning, it became a necessity around 2000. I started drinking in 2005 because the morning hours just too brutal.
I see that.
And so when I was with Charlie, it was the only year I did afternoon shows. I would have I'd do the same thing. I'd go in. Charlie and I was on with Charlie from like 3 to 6. Mm-hmm. And so I might go into a Starbucks, sit down in my little office at noon and get something at like a hot coffee, the same thing, same. And I seasonally when it was cold.
Sure.
And I agree with you,
Barry. It's an acquired taste. Cause at first I don't know if I can do that.
Yeah.
But then you figure out too. And I found out from Starbucks employees, to do the iced version, like I get an Americano. The iced Americano, you get an extra shot because you have to combat the water and the ice.
Oh, I got you.
So you actually get a little extra oomph with the iced.
Yeah.
So there's a pro tip for you.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So you're doing it right.
Yeah.
In terms of getting your money's worth.
The Starbucks guy who I used to, so they have one at Richmond and they built a new one across the street. And they, you know, but there's a guy named Chris who is a huge Spurs fan. Huge. And we've been arguing now. He was an Astros fan, but, you know, you didn't know what if people were Astros fans for about 7 years because they were just so
dormant.
And
they came out of the woodwork.
Right. Yeah, and then, but he was a huge Spurs fan, and he was a Texans fan. We would argue about, you ever argue with a Spurs fan in a season where you just beat the Spurs in regular season? You think you've got, I can't get wait to get in there. I hope he's working this morning. They get in there, and I start talking, But it's Operation Shutdown because that's the worst organization. That's like this is the same as arguing with the Patriots.
No doubt.
Because you never have the upper hand no matter what you say about regular season. How many times have you beaten the Spurs in the regular season and it was irrelevant in the postseason?
Yep.
And this last year with no Kawhi Leonard and you still lose, like I don't even want to see that dude anymore. He went to a different store. He went to a different store, but I'm just like, man. I never have upper hand. It doesn't matter. What am I going to do? Oh, in the regular season, who cares?
When it doesn't count?
When Pop is resting half the roster.
Yeah, I know. So it's like, man, you never, ever can win an argument with a Spurs
fan. Well, we've got El Jefe, the loyal El Jefe station listener that is a huge Spurs fan.
Yeah.
That just, you know, he gets payback every year come playoff time.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You can say whatever in the regular season, the postseason. You know if you run into them that something terrible is going
to
happen.
You brought up the Patriots. Not to switch gears here, but you give the Jags any chance to beat this team?
I do. But here's the thing. I think you have to have a good game. You don't have a great game, but a good game from Bortles. Mm-hmm. A good game from Bortles, which is going to include throwing the ball effectively and using his legs and not having an interception. If he does that, I think Leonard Fournette can pound the ball and move it. I think the Jaguars' defensive front is a mismatch for the Patriots' offensive line. And then you've got a unique talent in Jalen Ramsey who's big and physical that you could potentially match on Gronk. Like, you don't have those kind of guys to match on Gronk.
And he's a hell of a player.
He's a hell of a player. You put A.J. Bouye on Brandon Cooks, and then you say, you know, we'll take our shots with Amendola and Chris Hogan, and we'll find out how it goes. But I do think that Jacksonville is uniquely situated to not only match up against the Patriots, but really give the Patriots some fits. I mean, the big difference is you got a guy who can potentially play atrocious football at quarterback, and they got the greatest of all time.
But if you do it, to your point, a game manager, which we've said time and again on this show, is something that used to be a skilled position that everybody gave credit to. Now it's like a taboo cuss word for a quarterback.
And that's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
But if he's a game manager like he was last week and they run the ball effectively, that defense is all world.
Let me tell you something. You put Alex Smith over there with Jacksonville, they might go to a Super Bowl. There's nothing special about Alex Smith. So, yeah, that team needs a game manager because they got a running game. They need somebody to go for anywhere from 180 passing yards to 240 on any given game. Jacksonville's got the potential to be. I mean, they smashed the Steelers the first time around, and we're smashing them the second time around. Both times in Heinz Field. They beat them twice in Heinz Field. I mean, that's a big deal. That's a hard place to go in.
Yeah, and I think up front with Jacksonville in offense, I think when you go up and down that line, I think they win the matchup war overall, talent-wise, against New England with that offensive line. I'm curious, though, because we were talking about it last week a little bit with really the one weapon you have to stop when it comes to the Patriots, besides Tom Brady. You got to get pressure on him, which they can do with Campbell and Jackson and those guys up front. But if you can stop Gronk, if you could double Gronk, if you can just keep him within check, because you're not going to stop him. But to me, that's the whole key to the Patriots' offense.
It's everything, because if you look at Tom Brady's performances without Gronk on the field, like when he's missed time, he looks like almost just a guy. I mean, he's a completely night-and-day performer. When you have one player that you know you can trust and you can go to at any time, then you're more likely going to hit the big plays and the big situations because you got that guy. So if you can, so if the Jaguars can find a way, so I'm thinking, well, they could put Miles Jack on him. He's an athletic guy with safety and linebacker background. You know, you Smith. Could do this, you could do, but at the end of the day, I mean, I would just say, man, give me my all-pro cover corner.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Let's see if we can take him out.
So with you're going to cover him with Ramsey and just say that's your matchup.
I mean,
you follow him.
I probably mix it up, but then if you mix it up, Tom Brady's just going to, he'll flip calls on you at the line.
Because like I said, you got Barry Church in the back, too.
Yeah.
I mean.
But he'll eat up Barry Church, so.
The difference was last week, those shutdown corners had to worry about the deep ball with Juju and with Brown and all those guys. There's not that big threat this week on New England. Cooks has got speed.
But they don't throw it deep a ton. Mm-hmm.
So that's why instead of using a linebacker and a safety, you're saying slide one of the corners over.
I'm saying take their best. You know what Greg Popovich does? Greg Popovich likes to take away
your best option.
Yep. Bill Belichick likes to take away your best option. Well, you know what? Then take away their best. Their best option is clearly Gronk.
There you go.
To take your best defender and put it on their best option. And see what happens, you know? That's why not? Why not do that?
Well, we appreciate it. We're running out of time. So why don't you break down the new hire for the Texans,
Brad Seeley. Look at your Bucky Badgers
headphones.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Aren't those something else?
Those are Rockets headphones. I just slapped my Bucky Badgers stickers on because I don't want to promote them. Now, break down Brad Seeley for us real quick.
I mean, he's special. He coaches teams. He's a special teams coach. He's been around the league. He's a coach.
There you have it. New special team coach, Brad Seeley of your
Probably
Houston Texans.
Probably has a Patriots background of some sort.
Broken down like none other. Right? Like a mother.
Yep, there you
our
go.
Man Lance Erline. Thanks for being in here, buddy.
All right, boys.
All right, Lance Erline, checking out after checking in. It's Barry, it's Joel, it's Nick. Till 4, it's the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5.
Is the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on the usual suspects. Always great to have Lance Erline in to check in with us as he's now on the home team, and it is the best team, and that's why we love him. And he is no doubt back in his office again. He lives here these days. He was telling me he's still breaking down players for NFL.com, and he's got a list on his board of how many he's got to do in the next day or two. I said, how long do you spend on each player? 2 hours.
What?
2 hours. So I'm
no
sitting
man.
There. And he's got like a massive big screen TV on his desk. And he does use a video game controller at times. He's like, here, watch 66. Tell me what you think. Tell me this and tell me that. And like literally for 2 hours just on each player, he's breaking down like game film and tendencies and strengths and weaknesses. And I said, so how many people, because you think if he's putting in this much time, and I don't know how many NFL, obviously the NFL is the creme de la creme, so their scouting departments do a lot of work. Mm-hmm. But I said, you know, besides the NFL fans, how many people do you think are watching this? He goes, well, I know that the stuff we did, I think it was last year, was getting 15 million hits on him breaking down pre-draft of players.
That's crazy.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a pretty big chunk.
Speaking of a big chunk, it's great to have him over here.
Was that a fat joke for LZ?
No.
You hammering him with fat jokes? He's not even here to defend himself.
Not at all. I just like the fact that he is high on the horse.
I was looking at, I got a gig in Austin Thursday after the show. I'm leaving, heading out there, and then coming back the same night. Fortunately, man, the weather looks like it's going to hold up the rest of the week. What's crazy?
70s this weekend.
Yeah. We go from, you know, the high teens to 70s.
I was literally going to tweet that out yesterday. I'm like, guys, just wait 4 or 5 days. We'll be in shorts.
That's stupid.
Just calm down.
70 is the high. 58 is the low on Saturday. 71 and 43 on Sunday.
Fantastic.
But
why Houston's weather's great. You're the one who wished for all this ice, by the way.
Yeah,
you're
I know. I love it.
Yeah,
I'm loving it.
But here's the thing, too. People
went outside last night in my drawers.
Don't overreact when it's like hurricane tornado stuff, and then they get screwed. For the most part. But people, it's a snowstorm. It's a change in temperature. We'll call it a snowstorm. But it was a cold weather alert. They cleared the shelves of the of every grocery store in town. Oh my God, I got to get the water. No, you don't. It's going to last for like less than 48 hours.
In their defense.
Oh boy.
In their defense, they did tweet out, or not tweet, but I got a text from CenterPoint that said there could be accumulation of ice on the lines, which could snap some lines. And the fact that that's very difficult to get out and about could make repairs take longer. So if you would have lost power right when it started freezing, they may just now be getting around to getting your lights on. So having some, you know, water or, you know, a little extra around the house, probably not a terrible idea. Could have taken a couple days.
It's weak. It's weak sauce. Yeah.
Okay. I tried.
Clearing out everything for that. Come on, man.
Yeah, it's pretty silly. It's not like we were going to be snowed in for a week.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was a day or two. But I get it. Like you said, like we talked about earlier, we don't go through this all the time down here. So, you know, live and learn, right?
I guess.
All right.
We alluded to it, by the way. The Texans hired a new special teams coach. His name is Brad Seeley. Came from the Raiders staff, but he and Bill O'Brien had been together in New England. Shocker. So the man who seems to have more total control than ever before and all that he wanted over on Kirby is getting his peeps in the building and gets another one today. So that's added to the news of the day.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah, from that standpoint. Other than that, we've covered pretty much all the stuff that we missed while we were out, so that's good.
Kind of slow right now, right?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
Why do I see on our rundown, Trump and Barry love Diet Coke?
So I put that on there because the Prez had to do his yearly physical.
I saw that.
And he's 1 pound from being obese.
Okay.
And he doesn't work out. And he doesn't trust people. He's very Barry-ish in that he doesn't trust the people preparing his food.
Okay.
So he prefers fast food instead.
So he trusts fast food workers?
Yeah.
And how is he only 1 pound away from being obese?
Well, he's already overweight, but you'd be certified obese.
Your BMI hits that threshold.
Whatever.
Hey, been there, done that.
He looks obese to me.
He was out saying cast the first nugget. I'm not throwing any chicken nuggets in my glass house, that's for sure.
So he's 239. 6'3", 71 years old.
Let's do the BMI chart. Let's see what our old faithful Prez.
6'3 and 239.
Okay.
All right. 1 pound shy of the official cutoff.
How old is he?
71.
Mm-hmm. He is 6'3", which I think he's exaggerating. He's probably not 6'3".
Well, his hair gives him a few inches on the poof.
That's kind of tall. I didn't expect that.
His what says 6'2"?
The wiki.
So he's 6'2", not 6'3".
Well, let's
go with what they list officially.
How much 6'3",
239.
239.
Yep.
So our president, he is obese. He is definitely in the obese range, according to this.
Well, according to the doctor, he's 1 pound shy.
I could have just taken a look at him and told you that.
He's got a 30.69 BMI, which puts him in the obese class 2. No, I'm sorry, class 1. He's just over the line for obese.
Okay.
If he's 6'2".
Well, he's heading there in a hurry because his regular McDonald's order, which he prefers, as I mentioned, for fear of being poisoned, he doesn't want people preparing his food, but he'll trust McDonald's workers.
For fear of being poisoned?
That's indeed the direct quote from the article.
He orders
at one setting, Barry, at one setting. This is not a tie-in to you, but this is his fast food order. 2 Big Macs, 2 filet of fish, and a chocolate malt. No wonder he's obese.
Wait, so he doesn't get any fries?
No fries, but 2 Big Macs and 2 filet of fish.
How do you consume 2 Big Macs anyway, man?
Hey. I'm not judging.
Hey, dude, I'm telling you, that's a lot of food.
Let me tell you.
Explosion.
How many calories is in one Big Mac?
A lot.
Let me explain to you that I would go to McDonald's at one point, and I would get the double quarter pounder with cheese meal, supersized, with a Diet Coke, yes.
Of course.
And I would get a spicy chicken sandwich to go with it.
But the double quarter pounder.
And a McFlurry.
How big was that? The double quarter pounder. Was it that big?
Yeah. It's like a half pound.
More than the Big Mac?
I don't want to do the math on the fly, but yeah, it's a half pound
as
of meat.
Compared to the Big Mac.
The Big Mac is basically 2 cheeseburger patties. Those little ass patties.
Thin.
It's small.
Lots of buns.
If you look at the calories on a, look.
563 calories. And that's today's Big Mac, because I'm sure back in the day, it wasn't 563 calories, but that's according to...
There are 740 calories in a double quarter pounder with cheese.
Damn.
So I would get one of those, a supersized fry, I would get a spicy chicken sandwich with cheese, a McFlurry, the large, and a Diet Coke.
In high school, I believe it was, or maybe junior high, I would consume a 20-piece chicken McNugget, a quarter pounder with cheese, a large fries, and optionally an extra cheeseburger or two.
Yeah, so you can see why he would do that.
Yeah, so he's going two Big Macs, two filet of fish, and a malt.
So he's knocking out over 1,500 calories right there, right?
Oh, easily.
So he does not exercise, except for golf. He does take Propecia to try and hang on to his hair.
Oh, bless his heart.
He does not sleep a lot. And here's the Barry comparison. He prefers Diet Coke and consumes a dozen a day, which he orders by using using a button that he has created on his desk that whenever he pushes it, he gets another Diet Coke.
Wow, what's the difference between you and Trump?
I need that button. I need to be able to push a button and just Diet Coke comes in. That button's not working. I need a Diet Coke button. Damn it. I need that so bad.
How about that?
Here's his calories, though. 772 calories in a chocolate milkshake. All right.
Okay.
Let's put that on the calculator.
Yeah.
How many did you say were in a Big Mac, Nick?
563.
So he's going with a grand.
So 563 plus a filet of fish is 380 calories.
Twice.
Oh, so he's breaking 2,000.
We'll add that in there. And
that's our just one meal.
Our president is consuming 2,658 calories at one trip to McDonald's.
Wow. Now, I'm going to make the assumption that he's not doing that three times a day.
No, you're not doing the same meal three times a day.
Well, I mean, that many calories.
If he eats like that, I guarantee you he eats like that at every meal. And it wouldn't surprise me if he's easily eating 5,000 calories.
It also wouldn't surprise me. He's so busy to the fact where he squeezes in like two meals or one meal.
But still, Nick, your daily consumption, Nomar, at 71 years old,
1,800 to 2,000 calories.
1,800 to 2,000, he's covering that in his fast food frenzy.
Believe me, I'm not defending him. I'm just saying.
Well, but you are.
I'm just saying that.
I mean, if he's your guy, he's your guy. I'm not gonna try to.
I was thinking about this, and I was thinking at the same time too about the fact that he's so rich and does whatever he wants and doesn't care. He doesn't care how many people hate him. And then I thought his illegitimate brother has to be Skip Bayless because they both have the bad hair. They look somewhat similar, and all they do is go on Twitter and elsewhere to find as many people to stir up as much hate as they can, and they're rich and they don't care.
Skip is old, but he's skinny.
What killed me is that during the health thing that he had, the president, he made sure that the guy stood out there, and they said it was unprecedented to have the actual doctor go out there and made sure that he told everyone that Trump's not crazy. Like, no, he's not. He doesn't have dementia. That's never been done. They don't do that. It's like, what are you trying to prove?
And by the way, aside from being 1 pound from obese and all the things that he could have
tried. It depends. I did that in the BMI calculator. I put 6'2". Mm-hmm. He's obese. 6'3", he's not. So depending on
that's
if he's
why
lying
they did the
about
height
his.
That they did.
Yeah, if he bumped it up an inch, okay, good. Our president's not obese.
Okay, but here's the deal. He could have defended that. He could have defended that he does work out, that he is athletic. He could have defended a lot of things, right? You know what he tweeted? I played football and baseball, sorry. But said to be the best b-ball player New York State has ever had, ask my coach, Ted DeBias. He's probably dead. And all he's worried about is his reputation growing up.
Yes. Yes, you're the best ball player. Forget Stephon Marbury. Forget all the other guys that played
street
ball.
Baseball, I think.
Oh,
I don't know.
I thought he was talking about basketball.
Regardless.
Baseball?
I'm sure there's plenty
get
of
out of here.
Yeah.
That's so... Even... Could you see Trump... What would Trump play at baseball?
First base.
You think?
Or catcher.
I was going to say catcher.
Yeah.
Right field, because it was probably elementary school.
You need a tall, fat kid. Where do you put him? First base or catcher?
No doubt.
There you go. But they're going to Dairy Queen if they win.
They're going to eat. All right, guys.